und zapft es auf eine friedliche Wiesen.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Radio Bavaria. Did you just hear that? That was the mayor of Munich officially tapping the first beer cask and so opening this year's Oktoberfest. Today is a special edition of our radio show because this year is a special Oktoberfest. For those of you who haven't heard of the Oktoberfest yet, let me explain. The Oktoberfest is an annual folk carnival in Munich taking place from mid-September to early October. It features festival halls serving traditional food and drinks accompanied by folk music. Another part of the festival is a kind of fair with many rides for children and adults alike. The first Oktoberfest took place on October 17, 1810, in honor of Ludwig of Bavaria's marriage to Princess Therese. This momentous occasion was celebrated by lavish festivities and horse races. This year's celebration marks the 200-year anniversary and features a historical wiesn and some horse racing to commemorate this very special occasion. And of course, we have a special correspondent live at the scene. Annika, can you hear me? What is that ruckus in the background?
Yes, I can hear you. It's very crowded here. The Oktoberfest is not only popular with Bavarians. The festivities draw many international visitors to Munich each year. The music you can hear in the background is traditional Bavarian folk music. As of 2005, an ordinance has been implemented that pop music may only be played past 6 p.m.
Tell me, how have you been celebrating this special occasion?
I'm at the Hofbräu Festival Hall, one of over 30 tents set up especially for this festival. The tents are huge and can seat several hundred people each. They are very colorful and brightly decorated with streamers. Most people here are dressed in Trachten, Lederhosen for the men and Dirndl for the women. I'm wearing a pink Dirndl with a white apron. The bow of the apron is tied on the right, because I'm married. Singers would wear the bow on the left side.
So tell us, how full is it? Were you able to get a seat?
No, sadly I didn't. There are only 100,000 seats for the 6 million visitors and you have to reserve a seat almost a year in advance. They are also really expensive.
Did you at least get something to drink?
Yes, but so far I have only had a glass of water. Normally it's traditional to drink beer here, even early in the morning, but I need to stay sober because I'm on the job. But the beer is flowing freely, even though a mass costs almost 9 euro.
Just to clarify, could you explain what a mass is?
It's a liter of beer served in a special kind of beer mug called Stein. A single waitress can carry about 8 to 10 of these mugs, but it takes a lot of strength and training.
Sounds good. What about the food?
I haven't tried anything yet, but it looks delicious and I look forward to the traditional breakfast of Weißwurst, Brezel and sweet mustard. But of course there are also plenty of other delicacies to be had. For example, there is something called Schweinshaxe, which is a grilled pig's leg served with sauerkraut or dumplings, which is also very popular.
Thanks, Annika. Enjoy your breakfast and have a mass. And now, for the second half of the show, we have invited another special correspondent. Caroline and I are going to talk about the international adaptations of the Oktoberfest. Welcome to the studio, Caroline.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
How about you tell us a bit about the extent of this German export?
There are about a dozen countries that have adapted and established the Oktoberfest tradition to some degree. Half of these countries have their own Oktoberfest because of their German heritage, while the other half has simply imported the Oktoberfest due to its rise in popularity during the last decade.
Please tell us about the countries where the Oktoberfest has been recently established. Does the Oktoberfest's reach spread further than Europe?
Yes, there is at least one on every continent. There is Switzerland, which is not surprising given the proximity. Further away are the honorable mentions Japan, Vietnam, India and Mexico. Australia, on the other hand, has the probably smallest Oktoberfest of them all in a village called Junda with a population of only 68. But, as the Aussies love themselves a party, they also have an Oktoberfest weekend in their capital, Canberra. The other extreme takes place in Moscow, Russia, as the brewery Paulana has successfully implemented an Oktoberfest that lasts a week longer than the original in Munich.
That's quite impressive. What about the Oktoberfest in countries with a German heritage then? I assume they aren't quite as far away?
There are old German colonies like Namibia, where the Oktoberfest has been celebrated in her capital Windhoek since 1960. There is also Qingdao in China, which used to be a German colony from 1897 to 1914 and boasts of the world-famous brewery Qingdao. The beer festival there is 3 weeks long and has been celebrated since 1990.
You're right, that beer is really famous. I'm sure everyone's heard of it.
On the other side of the globe, there is Blumenau in Brazil, a city that was founded by a German immigrant in 1850. Their Oktoberfest has its 25th anniversary this year and draws about 700,000 visitors each year. Like the original, it's 3 weeks long and features German beer and food as well as German folk music.
Okay, so that takes care of South America, but what about North America? Surely you can find a form of the Oktoberfest there too?
North America, there's the Kitchener-Waterloo Oktoberfest in Kitchener, Canada, which used to be called Berlin until 1916. And of course, they have the Oktoberfest in the United States. The most famous one might be the one in Cincinnati, which is a weekend long and draws about 500,000 people.
Awesome! So, as you heard, there is an Oktoberfest nearly everywhere. Maybe this broadcast has inspired you to visit one of the festivals yourself in the next year. I wish you lots of fun and Prost!